Activists call the shooting of thousands of kangaroos at the Majura Army base near Canberra a brutal and unsubstantiated slaughter. This week, several protesters broke into the camp after scaling a fence in an unsuccessful attempt to stop the killing. They promised more direct action should a legal challenge fail. The activists have applied to a civil panel to have the cull stopped. Canberra's Administrative and Civil Appeals Tribunal has the authority to revoke the Defence Department's licence to shoot the animals. Nikki Sutterby from the Australian Society for Kangaroos says the military has provided no compelling reason for shooting so many animals.
They've commenced a slaughter and they've alleged to kill around 2,000 kangaroos within about 4 days. Now, this has been done without any scientific proof or research to back it up. The suffering that would have been inflicted on these animals would have been horrendous. Joeys would have been separated from their mothers. Family groups would have been destroyed.
The Defence Department says the marsupials are overgrazing native grasslands, endangering rare plants and insects. Officials also say the animals are being killed humanely by professional marksmen. It's estimated there are about 25 million kangaroos across Australia. They're macropods, meaning great-footed, an apt description for a herbivore with powerful back legs and long feet. This iconic animal is native only to Papua New Guinea and Australia, where it's featured on the country's official coat of arms, alongside another native creature, the emu. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.